And of course, we started Slichos, and in the end of Slichos, we say Machnise Rachamim, the Machnise Rachamim Lufnei Baal Rachamim. Part of the Slichos is we say that the Machnise Rachamim, the Malachim, who have been charged with the job of bringing Rachamim, bringing the Tfilos, sending our Tfilos, and we are asking the Malachim, Machnise Rachamim, please fulfill your obligations. We're being mevakesh from them. Please take our Rachamim and bring them into Kadosh Baruch Hu. In essence, we're davening to Malachim to do something on our behalf. And the question today is whether a person is allowed to ask a bakasha from the Malachim. This is a very practical discussion in terms of just various tefillos. It's also a very esoteric topic. We're not going to fully understand and grasp this concept that Malachim do, but at least a little bit within some of these halachic sources, we'll see the various functions of the Malachim. So again, we say, Machnis Rachamim, Hechnis Rachamim, please take in our Rachamim to Kavdash Baruch Hu. So the question they'll ask is the Yerushalmi tells us in Maseches Brachos that when it comes to Basar V'dam, a person wants to ask a request from the king. So what does he do? He's Be'ez Sarah, the Yerushalmi says. He can't just walk right in, piss home. He can't just barge into the palace and say, I need something, I need some help. What does he do? He waits on the entrance to the palace and he calls the Eved, he calls the son of the house and says, can I please speak to your father? Can I speak to the king? And maybe he'll let him come in and maybe he won't come in. A vow when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Yerushalmi, ain't okay. It's not the case when it comes to Hashem. In Ba'al Adam Tzara, if a person's experiencing a certain Tzara, lo yizavach, lo limachav, lo legavriyo, we don't scream out to the Malachim, we don't call out to Michal, we don't call out to Gavriyo, please help us out. Eloli yitzavach v'ani one lo miyad. Hashem says, you call out to me directly. There's no in between, there's no Malachim, there's no agents, there's no Avadim, you speak directly to me. This is what the Yerushalmi says. So the Yerushalmi says that when we have a certain tzara, we have a certain tefillah we need to ask, we speak directly to Hashem. So how then can we ask in Slichos, Hechnis Rachamim? We ask the Malachim to please bring our Rachamim into Kadosh Baruch Hu. It goes against one of the Yud Gimel Yikarim. The Rambam writes that Ani Mamim Bemuna Shlema, Shabore Yisbarach Shema Lo Levada Roy Lispala. We can only daven to Hashem, Vein Roy Lispala Zulasa. We can't daven to any other being other than Hashem. So how can we ask the Malachim to do so? How can we daven to the Malachim to take in our Rachamim? The Karban Nisanal asks this question. So the Maral also asks this question. Maral addresses this point. How is it possible that we can daven to the Malachim to do something on our behalf? So he writes in number 5 in Nesivos Olam. The Maral has a number of different svarim. So in Nesivos Olam he writes, if you go to the bold, he writes, Aval sheyispalal v'lomar l'malachim al tiyutzarim li. To daven to a malach, you ask him, please make sure all the enemies, all the people who are against me, to get rid of them. Is that ein roi? It's inappropriate to ask malachim to do anything on our behalf. Rak, sheyehezeh derech hatfila el Hashem yizbarach. We daven to Hashem. We don't daven to anything else. Aval ani noagim lomar machnisei rachamim. But we say, in slichos machnisei rachamim, hechnisei rachameinu lfnei bal rachamim. How do we say this? Says the Maral, v'ein zeroy, this is inappropriate. Ki davar ze ki'ilu, it's ki, not actually, but ki'ilu mispalel el malachim she'achnisu rachameinu v'lomatzanu ze. So the Maral agrees, it's not davening to malachim. Even if you say you're asking them to do something on your behalf, you're not davening to them. You're asking them to carry out and bring your tefillos. So he said, but it looks like it. It looks like you're davening to malachim. It seems to be inappropriate. That's what the Maral writes. So then he says further, V'yeshlomar, maybe you could suggest Masha Anu Omrim Machnis Rachman, that which we say, Ein de Bakasha Kal, it's not a request. We're not asking the Malachim to do anything for us. What it's doing is Raksha Adam Mitzave Kach Malachim, which is a fascinating point. We are commanding the Malachim to do this. We're telling them what to do. We're not asking them. We're dictating to them, you take our Rachman inside. That you're the Machnis Tvila, Lachnis Tvila Lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. You're the one to bring in the tefillos. We're telling him, do your job and take our tefillos in. It's not a bakasha. It's not a tefila. And he says a person has a koach. Man has that strength to be mitzave malachim to do things, which is a fascinating point. We could command malachim to do something. So that's what we're doing. We're saying, machnis rachamim, you, the malachim who are the ones who carry the rachamim, hechnis rachamim, you have to do your obligation, your what you've been charged to do, take in our rachamim, lifnei bal harachamim. And that's the Maral understands what's going on. There's no bakasha, there's no tefillah here at all. But despite that explanation, the Maral says, I'm still not comfortable with this nusach. And he therefore changes the nusach. Not what we have in our siddurs, But some do change the nusach. I don't think you find it in any of the art scrolls. But I've heard people do lemaisa change the nusach. And the nusach lemaral suggests is as follows. What you should say is, if you look at the bottom of number one, ulefize roi lahagia machnise rachamim yachnisu rachamenu, not hichnisu. Yachnisu means that you should bring it. We're asking them or telling them to bring it in. Yachnisu with the yud means they will. You're just describing what they're going to accomplish. And mashmi tefillah, you should yashmil tefillah, say, let our tefillahs be heard. Not that we're telling you what to do or we're asking you to do something. We're just describing what's taking place here. When we daven, we ask for rachamim, the malachim are going to carry that in. That's what's going on. And this is a concept you find many, many places. There's a beautiful Tver Shlomo I shared a few weeks ago in Shal Shiris. I should have brought it in front of me. But he talks about how Eliyahu Navi is the Malach, who's really in charge of bringing tefillos in. And that's what he explains the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Gimel. Rabbi Yossi went inside the Churban of Yerushalayim and he was davening there, right in the beginning. And then Eliyahu Navi was waiting by Pesach outside the entrance there. And afterwards he was done. Rabbi Yossi said, Eliyahu Navi taught me three things. That I shouldn't daven in a Churban. I should daven in the street better. And if I daven in the derech, I should daven in a tefillah ksara. Those are three things that Rabbi Yossi learned from Eliyahu Navi. So Tver Shlomo says, what was he waiting? What does it mean, shamor b'pesach? That Eliyahu Navi is waiting at the Pesach. It should say, Himtin, he's waiting. What's shamor? He was guarding the Pesach. So he explains that Eliyahu Navi is the malach. Sometimes he serves as a malach. Sometimes he acts as a man. He is the one who brings in all the tefillos. So he was shamar b'pesach. He was waiting at the Pesach. He was guarding the words of Rabbi Yossi, and he was the one who was carrying them in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he was doing. He was shamar b'pesach. And the Tver Shlomo explained, the way a person is zoche to having the tefillos answered, is when a person thinks of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. When he thinks of that, has a kavan of the Kodesh Kadashim and the destruction, that's a segula for your tefillos being answered. So when Rabbi Yossi was in Machnes, he entered into the Churban. What it meant was, mentally, he was thinking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, Eliyahu Navi was shomer b'pesach. He was waiting by the entrance. He was protecting the entrance. He was protecting the tefillos, Hashem sosai tiftach, to open up the words. He was protecting the Pesach, the mouth, from having any other thoughts or words. And that's Eliyahu Navi's job, is to bring the tefillos inside to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a concept that exists, that the malachim do this, but we can't ask them to do this, and we can't tell them to do this, said the Maral. You could simply describe what they are doing, what their goals, what their roles are. And that's all according to the Maharal. But the Chassam Sofer argues. The Chassam Sofer says, not true. There's no need to change the nusach. You could say, Machnis Rachmim Hichnis Rachamenu. We could tell them what to do. And why, says the Chassam Sofer? He says, just like when it comes to a king, that Yushalmi we said before. It goes against the Yushalmi a little bit, but when it comes to a regular king. So if I go try to ask for something from the president, he's not going to listen to me. If I ask a congressman to represent me, to say what I, so then it's already a higher level. Then he'll listen to what I have to say, maybe. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you want to get into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's better to have someone represent you, like a malach. And you actually can ask the Malach. You could perhaps even command the Malach to take your tefillos and be a Melech Yosher for you. Just like we have like a regular Basar Badam, a regular king Basar Badam, you can tell and ask the Malach to go in. So while Maharal says we cannot ask the Malachim to do anything, we have no rights to command them what to do, the Chassam Sofer says one can tell the Malach, can ask the Malach to go in and represent us. Now this goes against the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, we don't need Michal, we don't need Gavriel, we could go directly into Kadosh Baruch Hu, just barge in and speak. For whatever reason, the Chassam Sofer didn't learn like this Yushalmi, but there's a machlokas, what role we have, what relationship we have to Malachim. So again, the Chassam Sofer says, we could tell them what to do, we could tell Malachim to act on our behalf, while the Maral says, we cannot act, we cannot ask them to do things, we simply daven, and the Malachim carry out their mission. But we have no right to ask them or tell them what to do. So Rasha Weiss found the beautiful raya for this idea of the Chassam Sofer. In fact, there was a Gemara quoted by the Maharal. The Maharal, for some reason, didn't address the Rashi. But the Rashi in Sanhedrin, which seems to say this idea that you are allowed to ask Malachim to do things. The Gemara in Sanhedrin number 8 says, Reish Lakish Amar, Kol ha'amet atzma b'tfila milamata, a person who, Lashon Amet is to strengthen, a person who builds up all the strength and koach in davening milamata down here, Ein lo tzar milamala. He will have no enemies up above. We know when we do certain averos, we have a bad malach is created. And when we do a good, we do a mitzvah, then a malach tov is created. So even though we've created many, many bad malachim because of all the averos, a person should daven with all his strength down here. That'll protect us from all the malachim ra'an that we created. That's what Reish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, Liolam, Yivakesh Adam Rachamim, Sheyuhu HaKol Mamitin Es Kocho. We should daven that all beings, all creatures, should be Mamitin Es Kocho, should take their strength, and we shouldn't have people or beings above attacking us. So Reish Lakish says that each individual, we have to strengthen our tefillahs. Rabbi Yochanan says we are able to invite all people to daven on our behalf. So who's kol? Who are we asking to daven for us? Says Rashi number 9, Shiyasiyuhu malachei hasharis levakesh rachamim. Says Rashi, we are asking the malachim to help us, to support us, to daven on our behalf. The fascinating Rashi. So this is a mefurish Rashi that says you are allowed to ask malachim to daven on our behalf. And therefore, in light of this, Rav Asher Weiss and many other poskim, all the Siddurim have it this way, you're allowed to say, Machnise Rachman, Hichnisu Rachamenu. We can ask the malachim to do things. So in the end of the day, from this first part, there are three different approaches to what the malachim do. Either we have no relationship with them at all. We daven and they do what they have to do. Or we can ask them to do things, or we can even tell them to do things for us. Those are three different levels that we have by the malachim. It seems that most say, even though Maral says one thing, it seems that most poskim say you are allowed to ask the malachim to take our tefillahs in and to be answered. Now this gets into the next question. People know that the Gra, the minhag of the Gra and his followers were not to say Barchuni L'Shalom. There are a few svarim that were written from the Talmidim of the Gra. The Gra wrote very little. All we have really from his own handwriting is the Ber HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, which is a lot of just footnotes and small little ayin here, ayin there, not much. And a lot of things on Sifrei Kabbalah we have from the Gra. But most of the other things we have from the Gra is written by his Talmidim. So there's a famous Sefer, the Maaser Rav, which is written by his Talmidim, but there's another Sefer called Keser Rosh. If you buy the Maaser Rav, there are really three Chalakim. So one Sefer is called Keser Rosh, was written by a Talmud of Rav Chaim Vilozhin, who's a Talmud of the Gra. See, this Talmud says in the beginning of the Sefer, he spent 3 years living with Rav Chaim Vilozhin, so knows everything, all the menagim of Rav Chaim Vilozhin, and all the menagim of the Gra. So one of Menachem, he writes from the Gra is, as I said before, that they would not say Barchuni L'Shalom B'Lel Shabbos. This is number 10. They wouldn't say Barchuni L'Shalom that the Malachi Shalom, the Malachim Shares, they should bless us. You shouldn't say that. It's no different than Slichos. We ain levakesh me'a Malachim ki ain lahem koach me'uma. Malachim have no strength. We're told, Malachim, the Gemara tells us, Rashi tells us, Torah. Malachim are given one mission and then they disappear, they vanish. They're told what to do. They have no choice. They have no strength on their own. We can't ask them to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates malachim, and they do whatever Hashem tells them to do. But malachim, we can't say, give me a bracha. They don't have the ability to just give us a bracha like that. So therefore, the Gra erased the words, Barchuni L'Shalom. He doesn't say that stanza in Shalom Aleichem on Friday nights. That was the Gra's minhag and all his followers. So he says, but doesn't, this is number 10 still, but doesn't the Pasuk tell us in Eov, Im yesh malach meilitz sechad manielaf lahagid la'adam? It talks about a malach being a meilitz, representing someone, you know, working on someone's behalf, being a meilitz yosha. So if the Gra really holds that we cannot tell malachim to do and ask malachim to do things for us, so what does the Pasuk mean when it's a meilitz yosha for us? So Gra says, we can't ask him to do things or tell him to do things. What it means is, it all depends on our actions. If we do a Maisa Tov, so we create a Malach, like a Malach pops up. And that Malach just is a Melech Yosha for us, and tries to defend us. And if we do something bad, then we create a bad Malach, and the bad Malach is going to argue against us. But now that we tell a Malach here, you do this for us, and you do this, and you take my Rachamim, and you make sure my Tefillah is answered, we don't have that ability. We do actions, we do mitzvahs, and we do averos. And there's consequences from all those mitzvahs and averos. But we can't then ask a malach to give us a bracha. They don't have that ability. They don't have that bechira, that choice, to give us brachas. And for that reason, the Gra again erased the stanza of Barchuni L'Shalom. So Shlomo Zalman comes along and says, Nelicho Shlomo. He says he has no problem at all with saying this, with saying Barchuni L'Shalom. He says we find many places, he gives an example in Kaddish, we say, Oseh Shalom Bimramav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael V'Imru Amen, V'Imru Amen. Who's the Ve'imru Amin? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oseh Shalom. And then afterwards we say V'imru Amen. Who's V'imru? Who's saying Amen? So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, V'imru Amen seems that we're talking about these malachim. And we talk about what's going on up in Shemayim, even though it's written in Aramaic and they don't know what's going on per se, but the words in Hebrew they do know. So V'imru Amen seems to be that the malachim are responding and we tell them to say Amen. They are listening to our request to say Amen to what we're saying, all the Kaddish we're saying down here, you should say Amen. And he says, what we say, Baruchuni L'Shalom at nights and Friday nights, one's allowed to say that also, because what's going on here is not that we're asking them to do something. We're telling them to do their tafkid. Again, there are three levels, we said. Some say we have no connection to Malachim. The Gra says we do a mitzvah and a Malach is created. We do an Aveira, a different type of Malach is created. We have no connection, they're consequences. Malachim are results of our actions. But then we have the extreme shita, which said you can ask Malachim to do things. Some say you're allowed to ask Malachim. But then there's this middle shita. We can't ask them to do things, but we could tell them to do their tafkid. We could tell them to do your job. You have a certain mission that you're supposed to carry out. So their obligation is to give a bracha to us. We'll see why in a second. The Malachim have to give us a bracha Friday night. We'll see the Gemara and Shabbos in just a second. So we're not asking them. We're saying, do the mission that you were told to do, that you were created to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you as a malach to give us brachas. Made you as a malach to be machnis rachamim, to bring in a rachamim. That's all we're saying. So where do we find that malachim? See, the Rosh Hashanah has an interesting tight here. Everyone asks the question, why in the first stanza of Shalom Aleichem we talk about malachi asharis? Right, how does it go? We say Shalom Aleichem malachi asharis. And then the next stanza, the next few stanzas, we say, Boachem l'shalom malachi asharim. Why don't we call Malachi Asharis? What happened to the Malachi Asharis? Now they're called Malachi Asharim. The next three are like that. Why are we changing? So Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that when it comes to Baruchuni L'Shalom, we don't want to refer to them as Malachi Asharis, that they're not really serving us. We're not asking them. Asharis means to serve. They're not really our Avadim. We're asking them to do things. They are Malachi Asharis. They're Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malachi Asharis. They serve Hashem. They don't serve us. So when it comes to the next stanzas, really Boachem and Baruchuni and then Tzeitzchem, we want to have it clear that they're not our sharis. They're not our avadim. They're malachi hashalom. They're kadosh baruch hus. So we remove the word asharis because we're just telling them, do what you're told to do. Fulfill your tafkid and give us a bracha like you're supposed to do. That's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman suggests. And for that reason, he and most others do include the stanzas of baruchuni l'shalom because, again, all it's doing is telling the malachim to do what they're supposed to be doing. Now, the Masifta does wonderful things. They put out many, many Svarim along with the Masechta. They have a very nice sefer on Zmiros Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, beautiful. So they bring down, I saw it brought down other places as well, they bring down from Rav Naftali Hertel Levi, who apparently, quoting from the Gra, a different understanding, he was defending why one would say Baruchuni L'Shalom. And he says, the same idea as Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he was much, much earlier, that we're not asking the Malachim to give us a bracha, but we're being mitzaveh, we're telling them, carry out your commandment, carry out your obligation, your mission, that you're supposed to give us brachas. Like the Gemara and brachas, the Gemara and Shabbos tells us. The Gemara and Shabbos tells us that Malachim are supposed to give us brachas. Where do we find that? So you look at number 13. The Gemara and Shabbos tells us, Rav Chista says, a person called Mispalel, Ber of Shabbos, Vomer Vayachulu, person says Vayachulu on Friday night, Shnei Malachi Asharis Hamalavin Lo La'adam Manichin Yedein Arosha. A person is going to be escorted from shul by two malachim. He's going to be taken to shul from shul to his house. They're going to be Manichin Yedein Arosha. They're going to place the hands, the malachim's hands on your head. V'omen, they're going to say, V'sar Avonecha V'chatasa Chatichaper. Remove all your sins and all your chatam will be forgiven. These are what two malachim do every single time. All you have to do is say Vayachul Shemayim. You say that paragraph after Shemoneh Esrei, or maybe even in Shemoneh Esrei, that we say Friday night, and with that you get two malachim who give you a bracha. Maybe it's even it happens, a lemaisa, it removes all your averos, and now you're a bal tshuva, you complete mechila. Then the next brisa says, every single Friday night when we go home from shul, shnei malachi asharis, they're two malachim melavin lo la'adam be'erev Shabbos mebeis knesses lebeisa. We're escorted by two malachim every Friday night from shul back to home. Echad tov, echad ra. There's one good malach and there's a bad malach. Uch sheba lebeisa, when we get home, umatza ner dalak v'shulchan aruch mitasa mutzas, we come and we find that the candle's lit and the table's set nicely and the bed is beautifully made. Malach tov omer, yihiratzon shetei l'shabbos acheres kein. So the malach says, that it should be this way next week as well. And Malach Ra, the bad Malach, Ona Amen Bal Korcho. He's forced to say Amen to what the Malach Tov just said. He's forced, Bal Korcho. He's told what to do. Vim Lavin, it's not set, and the candles aren't lit, and the bed's not made. Malach Ra Omer, Yiratzon Shitei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. It should be this way next week, that everything should be disorderly. And Malach Tov Ona Amen Bal Korcho. And the Malach Tov, it says Amen, he's forced to answer Amen. So it brings a raya from this Gemara here that the Malachim are carrying out their missions. The missions Friday night is to give a bracha or a kala. And the opposite Malach has to answer Amen to the either bracha or to the kala. So when we say Baruchuni L'Shalom, we're not saying we're asking for bracha. We're saying carry out your mission. Carry out your tafkid that you're supposed to do, that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that you're supposed to give us a bracha. Now we're ready for the bracha. You see the table set. The candles are lit, the beds are made, the challah is out, everything's beautiful. Now give us the bracha that you're supposed to do. Not what we're asking, we're just being mekayim this Gemara and Shabbos about getting the bracha. Now as a side point, chas v'shalom, anybody who comes home for shalom bias reasons, if it's not set and it's the beds are not, no one should ever say anything, now I'm getting a bracha, I'm getting a klala now from the Malach Ra, chas v'shalom should anybody say that, because that's going to really, really lead to a klala. You know, the best thing to do is just go in and set the table on your own. Mm-hmm. It happens oftentimes early Shabbos, you might come home. Rav Willig says this story. He once came home and made early Shabbos in the summer, and he looked inside and the candle wasn't lit yet. So he didn't want to embarrass his wife. So he walked around the block a little bit, gave her a couple extra minutes before he walked home, so everything was in order. So much better to avoid the Shalom Bayis issue. Don't say anything and quote, the Gemara in Shabbos says, we're getting a klala for next week. Why'd you do this? Chas v'shalom. But what we do see from this Gemara here is that the Malachim do what they're supposed to do. There's Bal Korcho. They have a certain tafkid, a certain mission that they're supposed to carry out. And that's all we're asking them is to give us a bracha like you're supposed to be doing.
Are we asking them or are we stating that they're going
to
do it?
We're stating. We are stating what's going to happen. So now there's really three levels.
Do we use this word Bal Korcho and not Bal Korcho or something like that?
Right. So according to the Maharal,
seems to be an imperative.
Exactly. It's a very good point. According to the Maharal, it would seem, I didn't see him address this, it would seem he'd probably prefer Yivarchuni, that they will give us a bracha. Baruchuni, all it means is now we're kind of telling them, I guess, now carry out your mission. Now's the time.
It's not a request.
Exactly. It's not a bakasha. We're saying now's the time. We're telling you, do your mission. Now's your time. So you can be mitzava them to do what they're supposed to be doing. You can't tell them to do something that they're not charged to do. I can't tell them to, make me a lot of money. That I can't tell them to do. I know that Malachim are supposed to give me a bracha Friday night, so I'm saying now's your time to give me the bracha. So again, there are three levels again. Some say we can't have any correlations with any relationships with the Malachim at all. They do what they're supposed to do, and we do what we're supposed to do. Others say, which is the extreme approach, you could even ask them to do things, which is the pashtus of Machnisei Rachmim, Hichnisei Rachamecha. But then there's that middle sheet, which seems to be the most popular one, is that we tell them to do what they're supposed to do. Baruchuni L'Shalom is we tell them to do their tafkid, fulfill their missions. Now this gets into another discussion, a completely different topic though, I'll address it anyways, about davening to the dead. Davening at Kivrei Tzadikim, davening at the kvarim of relatives. Can you daven to the people who are dead? So there's a lot going on here. It's a much larger topic. It gets involved in a number of things. There's an issur of being Dorish El Mesim. Are you able to seek advice from Nesim? Could you, bring up the dead to give you advice? This is an Issa Deraisa. Are you allowed to daven? Is Loig Larush? You can't wear tittus in the base kvaros. You can't wear tefillin. You can't do any mitzvahs. You can't learn. You can't speak Torah. You can't daven in front of a mace. That's another shaila that comes up. So another issue is you can't go to a place of tumah unless you need to. Base kvaros. Even though we're not kohanim, to be in a place of tumah, ruach tumah, we should avoid that. So these are a number of issues we are not going to address. I want to address straight on the question of davening to Malach, rather to the mace, davening to the dead. So the Gemara in Tainus that talks about on a day of a Tainus, they used to fast when it didn't rain. So one of the things that they would do, number 14 tells us, is they would go to the Beis Kfaros. On a day of a fast, they would go to the Beis Kfaros. It's brought down also, we have that in Shulchan Aruch, we have that in Tisha B'Av, during Chodesh Elul, people go to the Beis Kfaros. What's the idea? Why do we go to a Beis Kfaros? What's the point of going to a cemetery? So this is a machlokes between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina. One opinion holds, the reason why, because we want to be humbled. Hare anu chashuvim lefanecha kamesim. We're davening to Hashem on a fast day that it should rain. We're davening on a fast day that Hashem should give slicha mechila. He should end all the tzaros. So we're chashuvim kamesim. We're in a place of dead people. So we're like mace, we're like nothing. It's an inyun of anivus. And anivus is a way, prerequisite for having our tefillahs being answered. The other opinion says no. Kidei sheivakshu aleinu mace and rachamim. The reason why we go to the basic pharos is to ask the mace to daven on our behalf. That's where we're going. We ask the mace to daven on our behalf, which is a fast. How do you ask a mace to daven on our behalf?
It's not that we ask them, that they ask on us.
So, kidei shivakshu, that they should ask on us.
But we don't ask them.
Well, where do we go there? How are they going to know?
Because we go there.
So we'll see. So that one of the suggestions. It's very good. So we want them to ask daven for us. So another issue comes into play, which I'm not going to address now either. The Gemara Brachos says, do the mason understand what's going on in this world or not? That's a big discussion. The Gemara and Bracha sounds like they don't know what's going on in this world. When they're below the ground, 6 feet below, do they know what's going on? We tell them what's going on. Do they understand? People go bring an invitation on the day of a wedding or a week before. Do they understand what that means? That's another discussion. How much does the mesa understand what's going on in this world? But the Gemara says very simply that you're supposed to daven, they go to a base kfaros on the day of a tainis, kidei shivak sholeinu rachamim, that the mace should daven for us on our behalf. So how do we understand this? So firstly, the Gemara says there's an afkamina between the two different reasons. Are we going because chashuvim kemes? Are we going shivak shalei rachamim? The afkamina is, can you go to a base kvaros of a nachri? That's in a place where the Jewish cemetery is far away. Can you go to a goyish cemetery? So if it's the idea to be chashuv kemes, so then the same thing will be accomplished by going to a non-Jewish cemetery. They're all mace in there. But if the idea is that it should daven on behalf, that wouldn't work by a goyish cemetery. It only would work for a Jewish cemetery. So that's the nafkamina the Gemara suggests. So then the Nesivos Olam, again, the Maharal suggests that when we go to the base kvaros to ask for rachamim, says in the Maharal number 15, Ein de what you suggested, Ein de she'anu mevakshim min ha-meisim she'ispalu aleinu, we're not asking them to daven on our behalf, rak, she'anu holchim le-beis ha-kvaros, when we go to the base kvaros, we are somehow connecting to them. And shegam ha-mesim yischabru l'chaim, and they're connecting to us. V'ivak shirachamim al Yisrael. By us connecting to them, by going there and davening, we're not davening to them. We're just davening, we're screaming out our tsaros. So that somehow is a connection to the mesim. So now the mesim is able to understand what's going on, and then they'll daven on our behalf. And we do have a concept that mesim do daven. We have such a concept. So that's what we're doing. We're going to the base kfaros and we're letting them know what's going on and they'll daven on our behalf. They're much closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu than we are. They're closer to the Shechina, whatever that means. So they're going to daven on our behalf. Similar to Malachim. And that's what the Maharal suggests. So look what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch writes in number 16. On a day of a tainis, he says that all the Am would go out to the base kfaros, u'bochem, and they would cry. Umeschan and Shaman, they would ask for Rachamim from Hashem. Kolomer, what's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says, Hare atem mesim keilu? When we go to the base kfaros, the idea is that we're supposed to be like a mace. We're like a dead person, we're nothing, an offer of an afer, mamish nothing. That's the idea to go to a base kfaros. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that we're not davening, we're not asking the mace to daven for us. He rejects that reason. We go because we're chashuv kemes. And because of that, says the Rama, you could even go to a non-Jewish cemetery. If that's the idea, to be kemes, you could go to any cemetery that you want.
You seem to be in the better off going to a Goyish cemetery because there's no tumor there.
By a Goyish cemetery? Sure, there is. No, there's no tumor in the halachic sense. That the in terms of kwanim, there's machlok is about tumas ohel, though. If you're outside, so they're not, it's the question, then that question becomes, could you go near, or do you have to be mamish in the base kfaros? That's an interesting shaila. I don't know how close you have to go. Could you look at a picture of a mace also then? Could you think of a mace? So how close do you have to get? You're right, there is no tumma in that regard, but there is tumma in a spiritual aspect of going to a base kfaros of a nachar. So yeah, that's an interesting point though. Maybe it's preferable. But the Magen Avraham says that the Shulchan Aruch completely ignored the other reason of the Gemara. The Magen Avraham says, what about the reason of being mevak shrachamim from the mace, that they should daven on our behalf? So he says, I'm not sure why the Magen Avraham ignored this reason. So he says that according to the nusach that we say, I don't know the nusach, apparently there's a nusach we say Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, when a person goes to the base kfaros, it seems that one should only go to the Kivrei Yisrael, only to a Jewish cemetery. Now, if it's going to a Jewish cemetery, if that's what the psak is, to only go to a Jewish cemetery, that means the reason we go to a Jewish cemetery is because Sheivak Shirachamim Aleinu. They should ask Rachamim. The question becomes why? Why are you allowed to? What are we asking? So you suggested before, the Maharal said that we're not asking them, we're just telling them what's going on, and then they're going to daven on our behalf. But there are a few other reasons brought down in the poskim as to why we go to Kivrei Tzadikim. So the Machzitz Shekel writes, number 19, we go to Kivrei Tzadikim, we're asking that our tefillahs should be answered b'zechus ha-tzadikim. In the zechus of the tzadik, the zechus of the relative that we're going to visit, we're asking in that zechus our tefillahs should be answered. That's the reason. Not we're asking them to daven on our behalf. It's a zechus, a certain zechus. So, in theory, you could ask a zechus wherever you are. You could say the zechus of the tzaddik over there, my tefillah should be answered. But I guess when you're in proximity to that tzaddik, so that's the greater zechus, let's say. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests, rather than Machzitz Shekel suggests. It's a din of zechus of the tzaddik. The Elia Rabba suggests something different. And he says the reason is we go to Kivrei Tzaddikim is because this is number 20. Umitoch kach hu makom kadosh v'tahor v'atfila niskabla b'yoser al admas kodesh. That place where the tzaddik is buried, that becomes a makum kadosh, a holy, holy place. And for this reason, that's why we go to the Kivrei Tzaddikim. Accordingly, it wouldn't work. I mean, according to the Machzitz Shekel in theory, I could say, in the zechus of the tzaddik, who I'm not next to, in the zechus of that tzaddik, my tefillah should be answered. But according to Elia Rabba, it's not about the zechus of the tzaddik, it's actually the place where you are. So this would only work if you're mamish in that makum kadosh, if you're Marasa Machpelah, if you're the Kivrei Tzadikim, wherever you're going, it only work if you're actually present in that makom. That's what Elia Rabba suggested. Then Tosfos writes, the Maral, really what he said before, is really a Tosfos. So the reason why we go to the Beis Kfaros is number 21. The Gemara and Sota tells us, and the Tosfos and Sota tells us, when we daven in front of the Beis Kfaros, in front of the Kivrei Tzadikim, we're being modin lahen shekach nispalo. We're letting them know what's going on, what type of tzaros that we're experiencing. And by them hearing our tzaros, in turn, they'll daven on our behalf. That's what the Maharal said. So that's the third suggestion. So again, we have either in the zechus of the tzaddik, or we're saying that makom kadosh, or we're saying that we're asking, we're just saying in front of the tzaros that they should daven on our behalf. Those are the three shittas we have right now as to why when we daven in the base kraus of Kivrei Tzadikim. But then there's the most extreme shita, which is the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim writes that he takes this Gemara pretty literally, even though it doesn't seem exactly that way. But he says, Mash Maktsas is the end of number 22. Mash Maktsas, Shemevakshin Me'ez HaNefesh Sheyalitz Tov Ba'adenu. We are actually asking the Meis, we're asking the Neshama to please daven on our behalf. That's the fourth, that's the most extreme position. That we're actually talking to the Meis to do something for us. So that begs the question, how is that different from the Malach? We said before, all the Malachim, most said that you cannot ask a Malach to do anything. Either you're telling the Malach to carry out their mission, or you're simply describing what they do, but you're not telling them to do anything. How come when it comes to a Mace, the Prima Gadim says, you could ask a Mace, you could ask a Neshama to do something for you, but you can't ask a Malach to do something for you. That's the Shaila. So just to recap before I give the final answer, is that we have by a Malach, there are two basic Shitas, really three, but two popular shitas. We can either ask a Malach to do something for us, which is unlikely anyone really says that. We could tell the Malach to carry out their mission, or we describe what Malachim do. When it comes to davening at Kivrei Tzadikim, we have four shitas. We either have, you ask that in the zechus of the tzaddik our tefillah is answered, or we have the place is a makom kadosh, it's a special place to daven, or that you have that you're letting them know what's going on, that they should daven for you, or the last and most extreme shita is you could even daven directly to the tzaddik, please daven on my behalf. Now, no one says, people always say, how do you go to Kivrei Tzadikim? You're davening to a mace, you're davening to a tzaddik. No one says you're davening to a tzaddik. Everyone says, yeah. The most extreme is you're asking the tzaddik to daven on your behalf. Everybody agrees you're davening to Hashem. Chas v'shalom, we're davening to a tzaddik. Again, the most extreme is you're asking the tzaddik to daven to Hashem for you. So how do we understand that? We said before, you can't daven to Malachim, you can't ask Malachim to do things for you. So what's the difference between a Malach and a Meis? A Malach, you would think, I could ask a Malach to do something for me. But a Meis, we would think, has less koach, and I shouldn't be able to ask a Meis to daven on my behalf. So Maharam Shik answers this question.
more of a danger. You think you're davening to Hashem by mouth. You think it's
very good. So Maram Shik, something along this line. Not that you're that looks that way, but it's actually an Isser to daven to Malach, because the Malach has certain kochos, which is a whole other discussion. Malach has certain kochos, we all have kochos, but Malach has certain kochos that we don't have, and they're bechlal, some level of Hashem, whatever that means exactly. So if you look at the number 5, the last page rather, says the Maram, he says, HaTorah lo aser elo militein elokus l'shem nivra, afilu l'malach. The Torah Aser is giving any kochos to any creation, even to a malach. And that's why it's Aser, he says, to daven to malachim. You can't ask a malach to be melech yosher for you on your behalf. You're giving them a koach. A malach has a certain koach. They're up in wherever they are, in the different spheros, the different olamos. You cannot give them any kochos, any power. When it comes to being mespala kivrei tzadikim, he says that you can ask them to daven on your behalf. You're not giving them any power. There's no shraro by them. There's not koach to them. What you're doing is modia tsaro lahem shiat tsaro imo. You're asking them to be bichlal, feel your pain. Feel what you're going through. Vaideze, through this bitsaram, through their pain and your pain, yetchuolo shibizuchusam yirachim Hashem. Vakein ein lanu mokum lesot tfilazum. So even what he says, you're not really davening to them. You're describing what you're going through. You're describing your tsaros, describing your nishyonos to them. And through that, they're understanding your tsaros, and they're going to be davening on your behalf. And therefore, he says, it's completely mutter to ask a meis and neshama to be melech yosher for you. As opposed to malach, where you're giving them a certain koach, where they're not supposed to have, that is what he says is aser. Now, for Usher Weiss, I'll finish with this. He quotes an interesting Zohar. The Zohar writes that Rabbi Yossi, really Rabbi Yossa, Shaul, he asked this question, Eich holchim eitzal meisim, kisholom tzarech mater, falo dorish el meisim aser. The Zohar asks the question, how is it possible that the world goes to the kivrei tzadikim when they need something? People are running to Uman, to Davin, to kivrei tzadikim. They're going to places in Europe, to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to the OL. Isn't it dorish el meisim, iser deraisa? So he says, Amalei Rebbe Chizkia, de'ein ha'iser el b'meisi akum. The only issue is to go to the mace, the non-Jewish mace. Aval Yisrael tzadikim b'misasan krim chayim. He says there's no issue involved because a tzadik, even when he's mace, he's called chayim. There's not an issue of dorish el mesim. You're davening to the chayim. You're davening to somebody who's alive. But still, that being said, you're not davening to the tzadik. You're davening to Hashem Yisrael. But what you're doing is you're asking the tzadik to daven on your behalf. So there's a whole range. However you're comfortable with, people are comfortable with different levels. But there's a whole range of what you're most comfortable with, what your post can say. When a person goes to Kivrei Tzadikim, what's the point? Is it because it's a Makom Kadosh? Is it because you're asking the Zuchus? Is it because you're letting him know what's going on? Or perhaps even you're davening to Hashem, but you're just asking the Tzadik to daven on your behalf either way. So there's a whole range. But the Maisa, it's certainly okay that the Nusach that we say of Machnisei Rachamim, the Chnisei Rachamim, that's certainly okay that we can tell them to carry out their Tafkid and bring in a Rachamim. And certainly okay, what we say is Baruchuni L'Shem. So Yemit Hashem, through learning and tefillahs of the Slichos just begun, we should be zocheh that all our tefillahs, all our rachamim are being machnisei rachamim, the chnisei rachamim, l'fnei bal harachamim.
Amen. Thank you.